Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Obsessive Compulsive Disorders.
I can never go to the bathroom without taking a shower afterwards.
My shower rituals usually last anywhere from like an hour to three. This is my enema. I pump it inside of me and then just wait for the result to take effect. And then after that happens, I start using this. Which is to, because my fingers don't reach as far in as I would like. So I use the toothbrush to go deeper, and I will keep doing that until it feels comfortable.
I started realizing that Nydia was basically scraping herself inside out.
It breaks, it's Monday, May 15th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, remember when I told you specifically not to isolate that audio? Well, someone isolated that audio. Plus, I let my mom know where her and I stand on Mother's Day, the worst of song poems, and the old sex scene rehearsal scam.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Aw, get all over your face, baby. That's the best way to do it.
Yes, everybody, I'm Tim Henson with you back to start a new week of programs. This right here is DV. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. You know, I posted a picture. Oh, you guys are so nice. For once, you did not upset me. I posted a picture of me and my mom for Mother's Day, saying, you know, happy Mother's Day, you're the best. I didn't get a chance to go up there this year. I was very busy. Look, she's an old lady. She's got decades of memories of me to cling to. That's what I said on the phone. I made sure to call when I knew she wasn't going to be home, though. I said, look, lady, I don't need you anymore. Yeah, I needed you growing up. But now I'm a man. I live on my own. I make my own money. I don't need you anymore. I've discarded you. I've thrown you in the trash, bitch. Should I want to see you, I do it on my terms. And should the day come that I need something from you, you will give it to me. You want to know why? Because I got you by the ovaries, woman. What are you going to do? Say no to me? You know what happens then. You will never see me again. And I will put you in a home. I will call the state. And I will put on a sad voice. And I'll say, oh, I don't think my mom is able to take care of herself. She's forgetting things and doing strange stuff. Said she couldn't find her keys to the house. I found them in the refrigerator. I found some half-eaten dishwasher detergent tabs. She thought they were mints. I found a shoe in the oven. I'm afraid she's going to burn down the place. Who are they going to believe? Me or you? So pipe down. Sorry you had to hear that. I know my mom listens to the program. I wish she would stop! I don't care if you miss the sound of my voice, and no, I won't call you! I can't waste the minutes! And don't try to call me, I have laryngitis! Don't mail me, I moved. God, she's relentless!
I care about you! The doctors say I only have 3 months!
I mean, God, it's never ending. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding, of course. I love my mother. I see her all the time. But I wasn't able to come up this past weekend. I did post a picture. Wow, 200 likes. I'm sure she got a kick out of that, along with all the nice comments. Happy Mother's Day, Mom Henson. Anytime she reads Craigslist ads, it's golden. White Russians for everyone. Two little white ones. I can't believe you remember that. That was a long time ago. White Russians. N-word toes. That's what she calls Brazil nuts. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. So thank you so much for all the people leaving comments for my mother. I tagged her in that picture, and I was a little bit nervous. Never sure what you freaks are going to do. Real quick, I want to read an email from a new listener, Wildlife Molester. The subject line was, don't isolate that audio, which is something I say quite often on this program. He says, hey Tim, I discovered your show a few months ago and fell in love with it. As soon as I was able, I bought a quarterly membership. Oh, I guess thank you. So I could call myself a true and honorable freak. One of my favorite things about the show is the audio cuts, especially Alex Jones. We've been playing Alex Jones clips for years. I don't know how that started. I think Corey, when he would do his remixes, he would include Alex Jones clips. This made me want to try it out and see what I could do myself. I just downloaded an audio mixer app, and I used your show for my first attempt. So this is what he came up with.
Well, I'm a pedophile. I can't stop fucking children.
Oh, now I see why the email is titled, "Don't Isolate That Audio." All these quotes are taken out of context, I think. I mean, I say a lot of stuff on the show. I can't imagine I ever admitted to being a pedophile.
Well, I'm a pedophile.
Just for the record, I'm not. And I know that's probably what a lot of pedophiles say, because they don't want to get caught. But for reals, I'm not a pedophile. As a matter of fact, I hate children. I don't ever want to be around them. In a sexual way, or in any other type of scenario. Like today, I was at the Olive Garden, getting my soup and salad lunch special on. And Lord Douche and I always sit in the bar area
because we're alcoholics.
And it's just easier to get into. You could just, normally at restaurants, if there's a bar area, you could just go and sit there, right? You don't have to wait if it's busy. I mean, the service always sucks in the bar area, but we actually get to sit down first. And you know what? And so there's a couple of like high tops in the bar area. There's an actual bar, and there's just a few like booths. So we sit at the high top, we order our food, we're waiting for our first round of soup and salad, right? And in comes this group of like five women, four of which have kids. And you know, it's a school day, so when I say they have kids, they've got like children under the age of five. Otherwise the kids would be in school, right? So we're talking babies and just little toddlers. And the second, before they're even seated, right? One of them is crying. Finally, one of them stops and the other one starts. But anyway, guess where they sit? In the bar area. The one place that I would think would be safe from crying children at a restaurant, right? Bar! A bar area should be for adults only. So no, I don't want to fuck your child. I want to take a shovel to its mushy little head. And yeah, I realize a shovel is probably overkill, but I really want it to cave in. I want it flat, right? I want to take its little head, I want to put it on the floor, and I want to take the shovel and just bash it down until it's a thin disc. Think pancake, but thinner. I want this baby head to look like a fucking bloody crepe. Got some pink in there from the brain, the red blood. It's going to look like a raspberry crepe. Right, okay, that's what I want. And I want it stuck to the floor so then I could take that metal shovel and then dig out the crepe, right? Peel it off the floor. And then I will take that baby head crepe. I don't know if it's going to be separated from the neck, but again, that's what the shovel, you know, the shovel comes at, I'm talking about a metal shovel here, a heavy metal shovel that comes to like a point. So then I can just use it and jam the shovel all the way down, severing its neck if I need to, right? Then I'm going to take the severed baby crepe head and place it over the mother's face and smother her until she dies as well. We do not need her procreating, making more problems for me in a few years. Just my luck, I'd let the woman live after I killed the baby. 3 years down the road, I'm trying to dine at Olive Garden again, and she comes waltzing through the door again, this time with twins. Oh my God, I'd lose my fucking mind. So no, I hate kids, don't want to fuck them.
I can't stop fucking children. I see a child, I need to fuck it. I need to fuck all of their holes. Their mouth hole, their pussy hole, their asshole. Their tender young baby holes. All of their baby holes I have to fuck. But I go to Walmart and I see a baby. I snatch it from the stroller or the cart. Run into the fitting room with the baby and I just fuck the shit out of it.
What the hell was I talking about? We were obviously in the news segment of the show. That's what that music in the background meant. I must have been talking about a particular case. Does not sound good. And this, freaks, is why I need each and every one of you to sign up for the sideshow. I mean, after my baby head crepe diatribe, I don't know. I doubt there are any people who are not yet sideshow members. I'm sure people just ran immediately to the sideshow site to sign up. Yeah, get behind me on that. Death to babies. Think about this. If I ever need to get a job, I have a sneaking suspicion audio like that will resurface. The second interview to whatever job I'm going for is going to be very awkward. Mr. Henson, there's just one more thing I want to bring up before we conclude this interview. Can you explain this?
Well, I'm a pedophile. I can't stop fucking children.
We did a routine Google search on your name, and that's the first thing that popped up. And then I'd have to explain, oh, I had a podcast. And then they would just continue playing the audio. Yeah, for, I don't know, almost 20 years, I was a host of a, you know,
I
podcast is kind of...
stop fucking children.
No, no, I get
child,
it. That's, it sounds bad.
I need to fuck all of their holes.
It sounds very
hole,
bad.
Their pussy hole, their asshole.
I can assure
tender,
you...
young baby holes.
I don't want to fuck kids.
I have to fuck.
I'd like to kill them.
I see a baby.
Do a Google search for Tim Henson baby head crepe shovel.
The fitting room with
then you'll see how I really feel about kids. I'm sorry, Mr. Henson. You're not Dairy Queen material. Then I'm going to be on the streets, and then I'm going to need my mommy. I'm so sorry, mommy. I said those horrible things about you. Can I have $50, please? All right, let's move on. Oh, thank you, Wildlife Molester, for that for that awful audio you sent in. All right, I've talked about song poems. I'm fascinated by this. These things were popular, geez, in the early 1900s. I think that's when they first started being advertised, like 1920s or whatever. But they really became popular in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then the popularity started to wane. And the idea is, if you desperately want to be a musical artist but have no talent, song poem companies wanted you. So the idea is, these were like record companies that had singers, right? And they would take your poem or written word, whatever. You could send them a fucking instruction manual to a toaster. And these singers would craft a whole song around it and put it on record. And then you could do whatever you want with it. Sell it, whatever. I guess you would order a bunch of copies of the record through the company. You'd have to pay for it, and then you could turn around and sell them or something. This was really, it's kind of like self-publishing, like writing your own book and publishing it. Like, no one ever makes money from it. It's for people who think they're talented, but the stuff they create is pretty fucking atrocious. So again, the way this works is, you know, I'm a fucking rube, an idiot, who thinks that I have talent, but I can't sing. So I write a little poem or a story. Half the time, these things don't even rhyme, right? And then I send it off to this company. They assign a singer to this, and they come up with some sort of arrangement for, you know, the instrumental, and then they put it on record for you. So I've got some examples here. Now, a lot of these, for some reason, are political, but not mean political. These aren't, like, protest songs or anything. They're, like, songs of admiration for the president. Here's a song called What a Man! What a Man! The song is shit, but he might have a lawsuit against Salt and Pepper. What a man, what a man, what a mighty fine man. Jimmy Carter! Yeah, this is like a love song to Jimmy Carter of all fucking presidents. All right, here we go. Song poem number one.
Jimmy, Jimmy Carter, oh, what a man, a man's man.
I don't think anyone has ever said that of Jimmy Carter. What a man. What a real man that Jimmy Carter is.
Our country out of bondage. I just know he can. So everyone step up and shake his hand. A all president right. Of the highest esteem.
A song no one would ever want to own, right? This is, I guess, the B-side.
The presidential suite is the reason my first lady we met on Pennsylvania Avenue. From the land of plains, Georgia to the White House.
It's another song about Jimmy
that
Carter.
Made our love come true.
I guess that makes sense.
Although our dream...
I don't even care about this song. Here's a song about President Kennedy.
A great and noble man that everyone knew so well. He went to Texas on a trip.
Oh, this song is not gonna end well.
With a story.
Is that what this is about? His trip to Texas?
There to tell. He laughed and joked and shook their hands and smiled along.
When do you think he's gonna get his head blown off? Verse 3? I'm thinking, you'd think that's how it ends, right? That would be the last verse. But no, I'm thinking it's going to be verse 2. Verse 1 is him all happy and smiling. He's having a good time in Texas. Then tragedy is going to strike in verse 2. And then 3 is going to be the repercussions, you know?
the nation mourns.
Not knowing what was in store for him upon that fatal day, as he laughed and waved at everyone, his wife sat by his side.
That's when a chunk of his brain hit her thigh. Do-do-do-do.
The shot rang out, oh, and all at once our president had died.
Well, we're 50 seconds in. The thing about it is, I don't think there's verses. I forgot we were dealing with song poems. There's no real fucking structure to this shit.
All the world was left to mourn, yet
again, it's like, who would want to own this record? Oh, put on the John F. Kennedy song. His brain splattered, it was such a mess. Jackie O said, I'll never get the stain off my dress. Although, you know, not all song poem songs were political in nature. Some are the, like, exact opposite of political.
Thank heaven for spaghetti. It's good and nourishing, too.
Oh, I smell an upcoming test of patience with this one. I have a feeling like a little child wrote this, and as a birthday present, the parents, you know, had the spaghetti story turned into a song.
Something
Tommy.
You can depend on. When your menu seem all through, it can be hot or mildly flavored. The sauce can be brown or red.
What kind of brown spaghetti sauce?
Some you made or some you bought. We're sure it's gonna be good.
This is like a step below a novelty song. Those are funny. This is a song about spaghetti, but it's a serious song about spaghetti. Going about the different types of sauces you can get on your spaghetti and what have you. Let's do one more. All right, this sounds promising. Country bullshit.
I saw a crash on the highway.
Oh, it's about death.
And oh, what a sight. A mother and a baby were dying that night.
What a toe-tapping number.
My drinking and driving have killed them, you see.
The twist came pretty early on in this song. Like, a well-crafted tune would have, like, waited till the last verse for it to be revealed that, you know, he was the cause of the crash that he saw. Hey, you saw it because you caused it. It's 30 seconds in.
Oh, Father in heaven, have mercy on me.
I think the guy who wrote this is working through some shit, that shit being the 12 steps. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Real quick, I want to give credit where credit is due, because finding these song poems are incredibly difficult. You know, not a lot of these things were produced. They're on record, so they have to be converted to MP3 files. So there's a guy who's got a blog, bobpurse.blogspot.com, who is collecting a lot of these song poems and other obscure pieces of audio. So I'm going to definitely delve further into his site. There might be some good DV-worthy stuff. If you want to, I will provide a link on the show notes to the blog. Again, bobpurse.blogspot.com. That's where I found all of today's song poems. Real quick, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now is a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus material in the form of exclusive shows. Sometimes we do mini-programs or extended shows. Typically, we do that like at least two times a week, right? We've been doing two full-length episodes just for Sideshow members. So a good chunk of DV content comes in the form of Sideshow-exclusive material. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. I was actually working on the Sideshow site this weekend, trying to make it more closely resemble the Distorted View site. And if you freaks remember, sometime last year, I was able to get the Sideshow feed to play nicer with podcast apps. You know, you have to enter your username and password, and sometimes people would be able to play the regular content but not Sideshow exclusive material. And then last year I changed some stuff around, and
Now it works much better and with a greater variety of podcast apps, and it works a lot better, especially if you're not like a very technical person. You just enter your username and password into the thing, and then you're set to go. So now I'm doing that with all of the archive RSS feeds, which is really cool. I don't know if other podcasts do this, but it's something that I thought of. Why not have yearly podcast feeds? So there's like a podcast, a Distorted View Sideshow podcast for 2004 and 2005 and 2006. So you can, if you want to listen to like the 2006 shows, you add this podcast feed, and that you've got every single episode of 2006 at your fingertip, and you can play it or download it, whatever, in your podcast app. So that's what I'm working on. I'm working on redoing all of the yearly feeds so it's easier and it's more compatible. So if you've ever had problems with the archive, hopefully by the end of this week, all of that will be taken care of. So one more reason to sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, 3 quick stories, and we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Kansas City, Missouri. A Kansas City area man has pleaded guilty to duping dozens of women into having sex with him on camera by telling them that they were rehearsing for roles in pornographic movies. I wonder where he got that idea from. Oh yeah, every single fucking porn video online. That's the basic plot of them. castingconfessional.com. All right, yes, he duped women into having sex with him. They were under the impression they were rehearsing for a porn movie.
Wow, these rehearsals are pretty thorough.
Yeah, well, we have to see how your pussy's going to look being stretched open by a dick. It's important, you know, to set up camera angles or something.
Can't we just do that with a dildo?
No.
Well, what? Why did you stick your cock in my mouth?
Need to get proper audio levels for your gwaggling.
Okay, but ow! You just shot your load down my throat!
It's craft services, bitch!
I'm in Hollywood.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says 34-year-old Mario Antoine of Raymore pleaded guilty to one wire fraud count and will be sentenced to 10 years in prison under the terms of the deal he agreed to on Friday. He will also be required to pay restitution to his victims. He didn't even pay. I wonder if he posted these videos online or if the whole thing was a scam. He's just some loser who can't get laid, so he's pretending to be a porn director. Formal sentencing is set for September 13th. Prosecutors say Antoine created online aliases as a talent manager, a photographer, and a videographer. Oh, so he, like, played all three parts, right? At first, he was the talent manager for this woman. He's like, I got a great job for you! And then would pretend to be the photographer, and then the videographer. All right, he claimed to work for a fictitious company in the porn industry. Investigators say he promised to pay the women thousands of dollars. He obviously never did. Prosecutors say when the women complained about not being paid, Antoine forwarded the images of the sexual activity to their employers or significant others. I would have went one step further and demanded they give me money. I'd be like, hey, I've got these photos of you. I will release them to your employers unless you wire transfer me some cash now, which would be great because now... You're getting laid and you're getting paid for it. It's everything these women wanted, but it's not happening to them. It's happening to the guy. All right, so there you go. Second story we have for you today. Oh, look at that. The story just happens to come from our most fucked up state of the Northwest, Oregon. Lil Florida. A man was in custody Sunday afternoon after he entered a grocery store in Estacada covered in blood, holding a knife, and what appeared to be a human head. Then he stabbed an employee before being subdued. You would have thought there would be like a lot of commotion as he entered the store because it's a grocery store. People are in the parking lot. People are coming in and out. You mean to tell me they didn't see a man holding a human fucking head, dripping blood? Then this guy, who's holding the human head in one hand and a knife in the other, was able to get close enough to an employee and stab him? People are not paying attention. They're on their fucking phones. These smartphones are going to be the end of us. People were either looking down on their phone, or they thought this was a great opportunity to Periscope or live stream it. Everyone wants those views. A woman was later found dead in Colton in an incident that police say is connected to the grocery store stabbing. obviously, I'm guessing the victim was missing a head. That was an easy one. It's gotta suck, like, if you're a police officer and you discover a body without a head, because now you're like, oh, fuck. Now I gotta go searching trash cans all around this goddamn town for a head. Today, though, they got a freebie, because someone else, you know, got arrested holding that head. I bet you that police officer was ecstatic. Called his wife right back. Hey, honey, you know how I said don't wait up for me tonight? Guess what? I'm going to get off early. I'll be home for dinner after all. All right, Sandy Police and Clackamas County Sheriff deputies responded to a 911 call from the Estacada Harvest Market Thriftway at 2:14 p.m. on Sunday after the man entered the store holding what appeared to be a human goddamn head. Police said the man then stabbed a store employee before he was subdued and held down by other employees. The stabbing victim was I wonder if the guy was trying to use that human head as a weapon. As they were trying to, you know, take him down, he's just swinging that thing around by the hair. All Xena warrior princess like, I wonder if the victim had long hair, because that'll determine the range of the weapon. Ideally, if I was this guy, I would have decapitated two people, then tied their hair together, and that's where I would hold it by. So now we've got the two heads dangling, right? Clacking together. And then I would use like a figure eight motion to get the head swinging. And I, it would provide almost like a shield for me. People wouldn't want to get around me. And if they got too close, they would be, immediately hit by a 20-pound head or, you know, whatever. That, you know, in this situation would be my weapon of choice. The victim was transported to the hospital. I'm assuming they're talking about the stabbing victim and not the woman who was decapitated. Not much they could do for her at this point. The stabbing victim was transported to the hospital for treatment. There was no information available on the employee's condition. The suspect was taken into custody, then transported to the hospital for evaluation. 20 minutes after the first 911 call, another came in reporting a deceased woman inside a home on Elwood Road in Colton. Deputies responded with officers from the Oregon State Police and found that the woman was dead at the scene. Investigators said the incidents in Colton and Estacada are connected. Final story we have for you today. A judge set bail on Friday for an Elkhorn, Nebraska man accused of hiring prostitutes, not to have sex with him, but he paid them to bare their breasts and strip on his neighbor's porch while he watched from his house across the street. It's an interesting fetish. Douglas Goldsberry, 45, remained in jail on Friday. He would have to pay 10% of a $100,000 bail to be released. He waived his preliminary hearing on one count of felony pandering. Goldsberry's attorney, Nathan Lab, said his client is a lifelong Omaha resident who has been a chef in town for about 10 years. When his wife filed for divorce on Wednesday, she stated in court that Goldsberry has had a number of jobs as an executive chef in the Omaha area. Okay, great. Stop patting yourself on the back. You're a chef. Big fucking deal. Goldsberry was arrested Wednesday by Douglas County Sheriff's deputies. Prosecutor Eric Fabian said Goldsberry had fled from his house and was found at an Omaha hotel with a suicide note. You're gonna kill yourself over this? No, you murdered someone. You just, had prostitutes strip on someone's porch. Like, I'm trying to figure out if he was, like, in a feud with his neighbor, and he was, like, trying to piss him off or something? I don't know. All right, let's see what's going on here. Prosecutor Eric Fabian said Goldsberry fled from his house and was found at an Omaha hotel with a suicide note and a power cord tied into a noose. Goldsberry's, it's so hard when there's an S in the middle. Goldsberry's wife said in the divorce filing that she had not heard from him since May 3rd. Authorities said that since May 2013, Goldsberry had paid women to strip at his neighbor's house at 185th and Indiana Streets. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said he told the deputy that he masturbated from inside his home. Oh, so it is a fetish. He masturbated from inside his home while watching the strip teases. I mean, this guy just sounds like such a sad loser. He's too afraid to have sex with a prostitute. He doesn't want him anywhere near him because he's afraid of getting caught. So he's like, I'm going to pay you. And then you get naked and touch yourself over there somewhere. My neighbor's porch is a good place for you to go. And I'll peek through the blinds while you do this, and I'll jerk off over here in the dark. And then they, you know, somehow he's caught, and he immediately thinks to kill himself. And, like, the saddest, he couldn't even get a fucking rope, right? He's using a power cord as a noose. This is pretty pathetic.
Why don't you just
kill yourself?
Kill yourself.
Well, I hate to say it, but the world might be better off without you. Is that too harsh? The visits from the strippers occurred at least 75 times. I mean, I bet you the prostitutes... Were they prostitutes or strippers? Now it says here prostitutes. I can't figure this out. Like, would the prostitutes give him a discount because they don't have to fuck them, right? They're just getting naked. If I was a prostitute, I'd be excited about this job. You know, like, oh, it's going to be an easy day for me. Also, would it have been cheaper for him to just hire a stripper to do this? I'm guessing it all depends on what type of prostitute he hired. Was it a high-class bitch, or was it a crack whore? So many variables. You know, if he would have just went with the stripper route, that's legal, right? You can hire a stripper to perform at parties and stuff. Again, he's not touching. He could have just hired the stripper to come in his house, strip for him, he could have masturbated, and it all would have been legal, right? Guy did not think it through. There would have been no reason to strangle yourself with a power cord. Oh, so sad. The neighbors, a couple in their 30s with sons aged 3 and 1, said the stripper visits began about a month after they moved into their house. Sometimes they were alerted to the visitors by a kick on their door or the doorbell ringing. Sometimes pimps peered into the windows. Sometimes the women became upset because they expected someone at the house to pay them. Fabian also noted that some of the young women who showed up at the house may have been 16 or younger. The family that lives across the street from Goldsberry's house has sought a protection order against him. In asking for a lower bail amount, Lab said his client has proven that he is a productive member of society. He called the case an anomaly. These allegations are still allegations, Lab said. Let's focus on posting bail right now and getting him back to court. Fabian said Goldsberry was involved in a soliciting case in 1993. He said the investigation into the current case continues. He's a risk to himself and to society, Fabian said. At first, the strippings happened only once a month or so, and deputies were going off of seemingly random reports. When it got more and more and more, they got law enforcement more heavily involved, said Lieutenant Will Wren of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. The neighbor's wife called authorities in March when strippers appeared at the house 8 days that month. Deputies conducted surveillance on 2 nights in late March. On one of the nights, they watched as 2 women exposed their breasts. Deputies interviewed the women, learning that they were hired through Backpage, a classified advertising website that features ads for escorts. I thought that website was shut down. Guess they, you know, someone else set up the same type of website or something? I don't know. It's like, torrenting sites. You're always hearing reports that, Pirate Bay has been shut down. And then, you know, a week later, it's back up. The sheriff's office retrieved information from the women's phones that led them to Goldsberry. They also obtained photos of text messages they said were sent between the women and Goldsberry. What we found out was basically this guy hasn't been paying these prostitutes either. That's why the prostitutes are so angry, getting pimps involved. The case is still under investigation, so there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, many ways to contact Evie. First of all, I appreciate all the emails I get. show@distortedview.com. If you just want to talk, if you're feeling suicidal, I'll walk you through it. Walk you through the suicide. Try a power cord. Better yet, if you run across a fun piece of audio, news story, video, whatever, send it along to me, show@distortedview.com. Always looking for stuff to share with you guys. Of course, we've got a voicemail line for you. I'd love to hear from you that way as well, 206-666-4463. Today, though, I'm going to play some phone calls, messages, from our Patreon line. You can become a member just by pledging a few bucks. You get access to a special phone number. I try to play all of your patron calls first, even though I'm way behind on my regular voicemails. Yes, caller, go right ahead.
Hi, Tim. This is Bubble Lady Cat Lady. I was doing the clip where I think it's the... What's his name? I don't know. One of the guys that we watch or listen to on the porn, and you got more DVDs of it from someone, or you got a big file of it, whatever. And one of the clips that you had, the guy is whispering, see if you can make a fist.
Oh, yeah.
A fist. I do have a retainer, so I'm sorry. But that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, see Love if you, you can make a fist.
Yeah, he's being fisted, right? It was ass fucking porn. But fisting porn, right? And the guy had his whole hand in the dude's ass, and he's like, "See if you can make a fist." Oh yeah, that's what I was playing. The gay fisting audio, the best gay fisting porn I've ever seen in my life for audio things. All right, so thank you very much, Level Lady Cat Lady. I guess called in on what Friday's show, and I couldn't understand what the hell she was saying. It's because she's wearing a retainer. All right, next up here. Yes, caller, go right ahead. Speak loudly and clearly for me.
Hey, Tim. It's Dangsim here. Well, two reasons I called. The first, I just want to let you know my girl...
I mean, he sounds pretty fucked up, doesn't he? Are you off of the drugs? Are you off the goofers? Are you messing around again?
I want to let you know my girlfriend went back to L.A.
Oh.
To go be with her husband and her son, so that's, you know, that's one thing.
Well...
And then, I really called in just to say, fuck you, poor man. So, have a good day, Tim. I love you.
So Dank Tim's life is falling apart because, you know, his girlfriend, who is married, went back to her husband and her sons. That's very sad. But the real reason Dank Tim wanted to call in was to say, fuck you to Florida Man. All right. Voicemail wars. Next up here. Yes, caller.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
My computer's running a little slow. I say yes, caller, thinking that immediately the thing's going to play, but there's a little hiccup. I'm uploading like 20... gigs of files to the sideshow for this, redoing the sideshow archive thing.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Tom
seems to
from
be slow.
Long Island, aka Profinocial. Have I got a story for you?
Ooh.
So I picked up my boss for work today. I work in a retail store, and he tells me that a man broke into our store waving a knife. Now, we think that he did this because we had a security
guard. Was he also holding a head? Because I think that's like the important thing. You should be—he's holding a head. He walked into my store holding a fucking human head, a decapitated head. Oh, and he had a knife in his hand too. But the head is the important thing.
In the building, because there was a cleaning crew there overnight, so he just found the first place that had someone there, so that he could break in and get arrested. Because as it turns out, he is a freeman or sovereign citizen, and he wanted to speak his mind to the cops.
Yeah, these sovereign citizens like to get arrested. They have nothing better to do with their time.
So, yes.
You're a sovereign citizen. You've got your own country to run.
Sovereign citizen broke into my store last night waving about 7:30 this morning, waving a 6-inch blade. And
And you can't arrest him because your laws don't apply.
Now we have to get an order of protection out for...
These people actually believe it. They're fucking nuts.
Yeah, I am like...
La, 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 you can't arrest me. La, 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 I can't hear you.
Put up his mugshot in the office because we don't know if he's going to come back and try to stab one of us.
Yeah.
You know, they're crazy people.
Yeah, we haven't played any sovereign citizens lately. I should look into that. I just had one here. What the hell? Oh, our last voicemail of the day. This is not going well. Fucking up. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to let you know you're awesome.
Thank you.
Also, I just wanted to tell you that you are like the Paul Harvey of our generation.
Thank you. For as much as I rag on Paul Harvey, I guess I kind of am like Paul Harvey.
Our generation.
Page 3.
I love you.
The new Ford Taurus. It's smooth and reliable ride at a price you can afford. Page 4. 17 dead in North Korea as a failed missile launch. Blah, 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 blah. Page 5. Kids can't get enough of that rich and creamy Ovaltine. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail in for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. I've thrown you in the trash, bitch. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's program is Sideshow exclusive. Sign up right now so you can listen to it. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until Wednesday. That's when I'll be back doing a show for everyone. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Think about it first before you make it worse. About
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.